everyone, and welcome to the second week of Rockstar. Sorry for the delay. Valk's computer crashed, and I had an essay. It's a long story. But anyway, it's finally getting posted. The challenge this week was the contestants had to sing a song from Rock Band. So Trigatree is up first.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy? Are getting so strange, I'd like to tell you everything I see. Oh, I see a man at the back, as a matter of fact, his eyes are as red as the sun, and a girl in the corner let no one ignore her, cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh yeah, it was like lightning, everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. I'm reaching out for something, touching nothing's all I ever do. Ooh, I softly call you over, when you appear there's nothing left of you. Now the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky, and the girl in the corner is everyone's mourner, she could kill you with a wink of her eye. Oh yeah, was he electric? So frightfully hectic, and the band started leaving, cause they all stopped breathing. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the man in the back said, everyone attacking, and turned to a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna warn you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz. Yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening, and the music was soothing, and they all started grooving. Yeah, 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 yeah. The man in the back said, everyone attacked, and it turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna warn you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz, ballroom blitz. It's a ballroom blitz. Yeah, it's a ballroom blitz.
Welcome to week two of Rockstar.
Rock.
Or should we say Rock Band?
Oh, Rock Band, Rockstar. Double rock.
They're like stuff. The same thing. Well, anyway, that was Trigatree.
Yeah.
Every time I hear like this song, excited. I think of my dad.
I was, like, super excited really? That Trigatree was first, so I was like, yay.
Yeah, she was first. Trigatree was first. She was, like, super proud of that. She was like, did I beat everybody? Did I? And we were like, yeah. It was so great. She was really proud of that. Yay. Yeah, but what I was saying, every time I hear this song, I think of my dad because he, like, really likes this song. He thinks it's, like, really weird and, like, kooky, and he, like, enjoys that. I don't know. It's weird. My dad listens to, like, really weird music.
Awesome.
Let's see. Okay, so speaking about the actual song, your opening was really funny. Like,
it was hilarious. I know.
All of your talking in this was just so great. Like, all you were like, yeah, 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 we're, like, crazy. And, like, you were just, like, you were, like, all over the place in a good way, if that makes sense. Like, you were, like, doing all the vocals, and you were just going crazy. Your energy was, like, fantastic, and it was so funny. I loved it. So, there's a couple, like, weird off moments when you were, like, singing, because there's, like, 2 points in this song when, like, there's actual, like, legit singing, and you were a little off, but overall, I really liked this.
Yeah, the energy was awesome, and I was laughing so hard at, like, the beginning talking part. It was, like, epic, like, energy throughout the whole thing, and, like, there was one part where you were, like, talking really fast, I think it was, like, the bridge or something, and, like, both of those parts, the timing went, like, really off, but then you picked it up again, so, I don't know if it was mixing or if you sang it, and then, well, I guess it's, like, the same thing, and then mixed it in and the timing was off, but yeah, just work on the timing of when you sing to the music.
Yes.
The first verse sounded like it was, pit, kind of, not, like, off pitch, kind of.
Oh, yeah. No, I noticed that, too. I wrote that down as well.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you there. But, like, I thought this was a good way for her to, like, start off the night and, like...
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was really high energy, which was nice. And I want people to have higher energy because I need energy. Woo!
Yay! And it sounded like the Time Warp song from Rocky Horror to me at parts. That was, like... I was like, baffled. Like, is this from Rocky Horror?
All right. I'm done. Are you done?
I'm done.
Up next is Sam Haft.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves the loving things. All night. All night. Oh, every night. So hold tight. Hold tight. Oh, baby, hold tight. She said any way you want it, that's the way you need. I was alone, I never knew what good love could do. Ooh, then we touched, then we sang about the loving things. Ooh, all night, oh baby, every night. So hold tight, hold tight, oh baby, hold tight. Oh, she said any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She said any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
the way you need it, any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Okay, Sam Haft, we're going to have a conversation.
Sam. Yale.
This is going to be a conversation. So here's the thing. So me and you had a pretty good little chatteroos today. Okay, let's see. Hold on, sorry, I was looking at my notes and I got distracted. But yeah. We talked about this today and how you don't use auto-tune. But there are some parts in this song that sound so blatantly auto-tuned. Like, oh, I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm going to see if I can, like.
All of it.
I'm going to see if I can try and find our, like, conversation that we had. You can talk about your part while I do that, Valk, okay? You can, like, critique first.
I can't legitimately, like, critique this because the entire thing sounded auto-tuned to me, and you can tell because, like, the notes curve up pitch or down pitch when it's auto-tuned, and, like, the chorus sounded like that, the first verse, but I noticed it a lot when you said laughs and cries in the first
line.
Yeah,
the first verse I wrote down, she loves to move, was, like, very, very, like, slimy
sounding. Yeah.
Because, like, when I talked to him about it today, one of the things
he was... The background vocals, too.
Yeah. He was saying, like, what did he say today? He told me that, like, he slides up to, like, hit a note and stuff. He said, I will occasionally affect a background vocal, but it's with a chorus. He said he doesn't like to do pans. He goes, why does everybody hate my mixing?
Well, don't do choruses either, because Traviata was doing choruses and it sounded auto-tuned.
Yeah, so maybe he's doing chorus? Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's doing the same thing. He does weird stuff with his, like, maximizer, and he does, like, wave quality.
A bunch of fancy junk.
Yeah. I feel like, okay, I really just want you to, like
tell...
He goes,
you can, like, tell a non-auto-tuned slide, though, because, like, Faded does slides all the time, and it doesn't sound auto-tuned.
No, I know. I mean, like, yeah. He says, I don't auto-know damn tunes, which is actually really funny. He said he used a high pass. What's a high pass? It says, which cuts the low end out and makes it sound like it's coming from a support speaker. I think he's just using really fancy thing. He says that his voice quality sounds a little auto-tuney.
A voice can't sound auto-tuned.
I get what he's saying about, like, a voice, like, the quality, but, like, he said it's because he's shifting up to notes, but the way that you shift up to notes sounds, like, weird and strange. I don't know. So,
yeah.
I just don't know.
Rawr. Well, like, it sounded good, but it sounded auto-tuned, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, it sounded good, and, like, I liked your emotion, and... I don't know. So, it was weird. Oh, man. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say. Like, I liked... There was a couple moments when he sounded really rocky, and I really liked that. There was a couple strainy moments. I guess I was just, like, really thrown off by the auto-tune. Yeah. Or the potential auto-tune. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Done. Up next is Russ.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. He let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in a little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Out and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Ross.
Ross.
Okay, I think that you're going to be the only one who does Beatles Rock Band tonight. I am convinced of this.
Yeah.
Because you are the only one who labeled their file with a Beatles song, so I think that's it. So, you know.
Hopefully.
I know. Valk is all, I hate the Beatles.
Rawr, Beatles, blah.
So let's see. What did you think of this?
I thought it was a funny song choice.
Yeah,
it reminded me of, like, I'm trying to think if it was on, like, Nick Jr. or something, because I remember this song, and it was, like, or maybe just because of the fact that it's ridiculous, I remember it well. But, like, yeah. Your voice sounded good on it. My only note was I thought you could have been, like, a little more goofy. Like, the energy was...
Sorry.
It's like a ridiculous song, that's why. But like, I thought like you could have amped the energy up a little bit and maybe like tick it in like a more like, I don't know, goofy direction.
No, I agree. Like, I wrote, I wish you had been more happy floaty. Like, I feel like this was like,
yeah.
And like for this song, it was kind of like, not boring, because that comes across like mean, because it wasn't boring, but like, I don't know. I did like it, yeah. Though. I thought it was, like...
Yeah, it was good.
Vocally, it was fine, so I'm done.
Me too.
Up next is Clary.
They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. Yes, I'm in black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, and I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray. that I can't learn from Mr. Hathaway. Did I get a lot in class? But I know it don't come in a shot glass. Try to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. Yes, I'm in black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. The man said, why you think you're here? And I said, I got no idea. I'm gonna lose my baby. So I always keep a bottle near. He said, I just think you're depressed. This may, yeah, baby, and the rest. They try to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. Yes, I'm in black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I don't ever wanna drink again. I just need a friend. I'm not gonna spend 10 everyone think I'm on the mend. And it's not just my pride, it's just till these tears have dried. They try to make me go to rehab, and I said no, no, no. Yes, I'm in black, but when I come back, you'll know, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab, and I won't go, go, go.
C-c-c-clary.
C-c-c-clary.
Let's see. Okay, so as far as, like, songs go, this did not have your usual, like, energy and emotion that I normally, like, expect to hear from you.
That's because it's a stupid song.
It is. I hate this song a lot. I really hate Amy Winehouse. I think she's really obnoxious.
I've never heard the song before, and I've decided it's a stupid song.
But, yeah, I just, like, I don't know, but the song itself is, like, a fairly, like, really upbeat, really, like, jazzy, like, song.
I don't want to get drunk, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's, like, I don't know, she didn't have that, like, jazz, jazz it up enough for me. Like,
yeah.
I wish you had had more emotion on this, or, like, been more excited about singing it, because, like, your vocals were epic. Like, you sounded beautiful, as always. Like, you have an amazing voice, but your emotion, like, wasn't really there for me on this.
I think it might have been because it sounded too low for her to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It might have, like, been that, maybe.
Verses. And, like, there was a point where it sounded like you said 10 wakes, and I'm assuming that was supposed to be 10 weeks.
That might have just been, like, I don't know. I know the song is sung by... Is Clary British? I think Clary's British.
Clary might be is that. British.
Maybe she's just British.
Well, I think that there's, like, they still pronounce weeks. I don't think it's wakes.
That's true. Well, maybe depending on your area. Wakes. Alright.
Yeah. No, it was pretty much, yeah, just not enough emotion, but the singing was good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm done.
Done.